All this week we've been hearing about immigration, and this morning we have a scene of the country from which millions of immigrants come. Nearly 50% of the people who live in Mexico live in poverty, and some people make a living at a garbage dump in Mexico City. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro profiles a man of God who has been helping those people for more than 20 years.
This vast wasteland on the edge of Mexico City is a place where humans serve the same purpose as bacteria. Mounds of refuse that fester in this 8-mile-long garbage lot are picked through by the dump dwellers. Items that can be recycled are sold for a pittance. People work 12 hours to make 30 pesos, about $2.50. Some 100 families actually reside here in shacks made of salvaged cardboard and tin amidst the wild dogs, stink, and filth. It's a life of despair and wretched poverty.
Life here is hard. Sometimes we don't even make enough money to afford a few beans. Your fingers get cut from rooting through the garbage. It's horrible here, really horrible, but we have no other option. We can't find work easily.
Anastasio Taviria has been living here in this marginal society for 24 years. He has no family. He can barely read or write.
The government doesn't pay any attention to us at all. We are like lost people to them. Actually, we are like garbage to them. They don't care about us at all.
But someone does. A few dozen of the dump dwellers crowd around a makeshift altar in the early morning sun. The plastic table is covered with a white cloth. The cross is made of found objects from the dump, a gift from the people here to Father Roberto Guevara. He begins the Mass and their voices lift in song and prayer. Vicenta Altavares Martinez is a small, shrunken 66-year-old who's worked in the trash for 40 years.
When the Father comes, we feel good, because even though we're poor, he comes to visit us.
Father Guevara is a spry 70-year-old Jesuit. He began coming to the dump 21 years ago. But he doesn't just give spiritual support. He started a charity that gives material help, too. After Mass, he goes to a depressed neighborhood where many of the families who work at the dump now live. As he walks through the dusty street lined with houses made of concrete blocks, everyone greets him. Inside one of the nicest buildings in the neighborhood, dozens of children play. This is one of three daycare centers that the Father has built. There's also a clinic here. He's received little material support from the Catholic Church. His projects are the result of his efforts and fundraising. Sitting in one of the classrooms, he talks of how he came to be involved with this community.
The first time I went to the dump to give Mass, I was a Jesuit full of revolutionary fire and into social justice. It occurred to me to ask one of them how much they earned. It wasn't enough under the law, so I said, talk to your leaders so they pay you right. I left feeling all pleased with myself, and the people asked me to come back the following week. But then a messenger came and said that I would not be able to give Mass, and I was banned from entering the dumps because I had said things that were not convenient.
He had run afoul of the mafia-like leaders that control every aspect of life in the dumps. But after the 1985 earthquake, he was asked to come back because body parts were turning up in the waste being deposited on the site. The dump dwellers wanted him to give the remains a proper burial. He slowly gained their confidence.
These people are born and then live with crime and exploitation. But I knew that I couldn't change that system, so I thought I'd have to respect it.
This brutal world, which has its own morality, is his own world now, too. He's seen rival gang leaders kill each other. He's baptized some of the 64 offspring of one of the dump kings who had 16 wives. He knows that if a serious crime is committed, like stealing, the price is often a slit throat. But still, Father Guevara admires his flock's tenacity.
I see them as people who are drowning victims of a society that has pushed them aside. They will clutch a hold of anything to keep from going under, and that gives me a lot of strength to keep going through my own hard times.
He says they support one another. When the horse of a cart driver dies, he holds a party and everyone eats the meat. Still, at the daycare, workers talk of how many of the children have been sexually abused by their own families. During these hours at the center, though, the children get 3 square meals and, more importantly, love. He says he gives because he too receives.
When I give a Mass, I am not giving a service, I am receiving one. I'm participating in their willpower and faith, their love of life, and their capacity to keep fighting against all hope.
There's less hope here now than before. The local government is selling the land on which the dump sits to developers. No one knows what will happen next. Father Guevara's message, though, has been a simple one. He tells them that he'll be there for them. Whatever happens, he says, they are not alone. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.